Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. Just a few final words in our message this week on Luke chapter 21 and just the signs of the times and the last days that we're in. First Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13, Paul talks a little bit about end times as well. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Speaking of those which sleep, he's speaking of, I believe, those who have passed away, those who have died. Seems to maybe be some misunderstanding here in the Thessalonian church of what happens with the people after they die. And maybe some concern. They thought Jesus was coming back sooner, and he wasn't there yet, so he hadn't come back yet. And so Paul is encouraging them here, just giving them some reminders here. For so that they would not sorrow, even as others which have no hope. And that's the whole thing that we want to get out of this. The message is here is that there is hope. There is something that we have to look for. There's something beyond this. The world has confusion and chaos, and this is all they know, and this is all they have hope for. But we have another hope. We have something else that we're looking for. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then he says these beautiful words, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So this is something we should be comforting one another with. It's something that we should be constantly encouraging one another with is this whole picture here of Jesus coming in the clouds with the angels and the trumpet blowing and us rising to meet him in the air. Comfort one another with these words. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write. This is now about chapter 5. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And so here he's... you know, often we think about Jesus coming, and it says he's going to come as a thief in the night. But the beautiful thing here is that, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. We are children of the day. We are not in darkness. We see these things happening. We are not surprised when these things happen. Later in that same chapter, he says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Pray your God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I want to go to Revelations. Revelations chapter 21. I'll read from verse 1 all the way down to maybe verse 8 or something like that. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give him that is athirst of the fountain of water, of the water of life, freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And then he says, But the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So here he first gives us a picture of the New Jerusalem, the new heaven and new earth coming, and the beauty of it. And God shall wipe away our tears, and there shall be no more death, no more crying, no more pain. All those former things shall have passed away. And then verse 7, He that overcometh, very important words, He that overcometh shall inherit all things and will be his, I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And then he says in verse 8, But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Again, we talked earlier about fear and the importance of not fearing, but being hopeful. And here is the very first thing in this list of damnable sins, or is the fearful. So I think I'm going to end it there this time. God bless you all. Just look to Jesus. Put your trust in him. He is faithful. He is just. He will redeem us. He will keep us by his power.